Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and of course, the answer to last week's puzzler, which my brother couldn't remember. Here's the further hint. This is the first in my series of string puzzlers.
Oh, I remember it now.
Oh, sure. Now you remember it. What a good it does us now.
The string? There's a series of string puzzlers?
Well, two constitutes a series. And
certainly
yeah.
It does.
Okay, here
this one was marvelous.
You didn't like the other one?
Well, I don't remember the other one.
Oh.
I didn't even remember this one, but now I do. And this one is fantabulous. This is going in the next book of great puzzlers we have known.
We have a book.
We have a book, yeah.
Anyway, you have in your possession...
It's going to be called Haircut in String Town.
You have in your possession two pieces of string. Let's say that each is a couple of feet long, but it doesn't really matter. And they can both be different lengths. It doesn't matter either. And they're burnable, like the fuses that they use to, you know, light dynamite. Now, you could light either end of either string, and it would burn. And in fact, if you lit one end of a string, it would burn in exactly an hour. You with me so far?
I've got it.
So you light a string with what? The Zippo lighter.
The Zippo lighter. So if you light one end of one of the strings...
And it's lying on the table or on the floor.
It would burn right along, and it would take 1 hour... to be gone.
But here's the wrinkle. The strings do not burn in a constant rate. For example, a string might burn for 2 minutes and then go crazy and burn like mad and then slow down and da-da-da. You don't know what rate the string is burning at any specific time. All you know is that in an hour's time, the whole string is burned.
Yeah.
It's not linear.
Gotcha.
Okay? And not predictable.
Gotcha.
All right. You
yeah.
got it?
You got it.
So the question very simply is, with the Zippo lighter and these two strings... how would you measure 15 minutes of time?
Wow.
And I did mention, I think, that there are two answers to this. I'm only going to give you one answer this week.
Oh, you are?
Yes, because the other answer...
is next week's puzzler.
Is, well, not in the future.
Yeah.
If you light three ends at once with the Zippo lighter.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you take string A, light both of its ends.
Mm-hmm.
You take string 2 and light one end.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen? Because you lit both ends of the first string, in a half an hour's time, that string is going to burn up completely.
It's going to be
gonzo,
gone.
Right?
So you know a half an hour has gone by.
A half an hour has gone by. And similarly, the other string you lit is going to burn for half an hour's time. Right?
Yeah.
At which point, as soon as the first string has burned up completely, you'll light the remaining end.
Of string 2.
Of string 2. And because the first part of that string you lit is continuing to burn... it's going to take 15 minutes before those two flame fronts meet, and you'll have measured exactly 15 minutes. Berman says, no, you'll measure 15 minutes from the time
from
that
the
you lit
string.
The second string.
Exactly. So the question could have been, how would you measure 45 minutes or 15 minutes? And it would be the same answer.
Exactly.
So we can use that for the puzzle of next
week. Yeah, that's the puzzle
how
next
would you
week.
Measure 45 minutes? This is a brilliant, I mean... people are going to have to think about it. I can hear people now saying, that's not going to work.
Well, there are going to be people that will complain because they'll say, well, how do you know when you light both ends?
Yeah. Well, you think about it.
Right. Don't forget, this is all hypothetical. You couldn't really do this.
This is a gedunken string.
No, it's possible to do
it. Of course you could do it.
And it works. And if you don't like it, tough. Who's our winner this week?
Oh, winner. The winner this week is Calvin Cunin from Columbus, Ohio.
Did I mention you were wearing a watch when you lit these strings?
You got to be wearing a watch.
Yeah.
Oh, how would you know when 15 minutes
okay,
went by?
Just checking.
Oh, yeah, you got to be wearing
oh, yeah.
a watch.
Oh, yeah,
a pocket watch would be all right.
Pocket watch would be good.
Or
light
you
the
could
string.
Just have access to the clock on
wall
the wall.
Clock. You look at the IBM wall clock.
And that would work.
15 minutes is up. The strings are extinguished. I'm done.
You did mention that.
I'm sure.
I think you did, yeah. The winner is Calvin Cunin from Columbus, Ohio. And for having his correct answer chosen from among the thousands to... correct answers that we got this week. Our pal Calvin is going to get a $25 gift certificate to the Car Talk Shameless Commerce Division, with which he can get a copy of our book, Ask Click and Clack. It's a collection of our newspaper columns in which people ask us car questions, and then we largely ignore the question and write about whatever we feel like writing about.
Oh, kind of like what we do here on the show, right?
Yeah. With the added bonus that you don't have to listen to us.
That's when you just turn the page. Anyway, we'll have a brand new puzzler coming up in the third half of the show. In the meantime, let's see who's waiting patiently on hold for us. We're at 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.